Sup, dudes? It's me. Hi, everybody. Rello. How you doing? Ballin', Menace, Pro Xbox Craft. I love rubbing my nipples. Oh, an acid cat. Hello, hello. Acid cat. I love rubbing my nipples. I don't know if I should call him rubbing or nipples for short.
Nipples.
You think so?
Yeah, I just want you to keep saying nipples this entire episode.
I don't know. I kind of like calling him a verb.
What's up, rubbing?
No, nipples is better. You're right.
What up, nips?
Nipples is better. Let's see. Let's see what he said. I can
what
click
up,
your name.
Nipple.
You have followed since September 21st, 2017.
Wow.
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 That's.
I don't know what's sadder, that we're still doing this, or
that's
that he's still following us.
I forgot we did things in 2017.
Yeah.
How long are we going to do this show?
Let's see. September 21st? Let me look. Yes, September 21st. You created your account on September 2nd, and then 19 days later, you followed us on Twitch.
Well, bloody dog.
And it's a miracle. Two years later, you're still here, which is a miracle, because usually people delete Twitch from their smartphone when they actually find our show. But
crazy.
That's crazy. Ballin, are you in a room with these people? Like, what's going on? Well, happy birthday, but we're a year and a half late. So, Colby started the show off by shotgunning a beer. So, you would think that his excellency...
Not on purpose.
Yes, you think that this man who has drank beers professionally for how long now?
Straight year and a half.
Miller Lite, specifically.
Yeah.
Okay? Would be able to open a 12-pack, but no, he was stabbing it with a key, and then he stabbed through the cardboard, through the aluminum, into
a
beer.
Stabbed into the perforated bit of the cardboard that is like, hey, pull here to open the thing.
Uh-huh.
So you would expect that there's not a beer right underneath that. That's like in between a beer and another beer.
Okay.
It's empty space.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was a can of beer I poked into.
So are you blaming the Miller Lite Corporation?
Yes. They just implemented this whole perforated area
uh-huh.
for the 12-pack.
Okay.
I know because I've been drinking them consistently for 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
They did it wrong because it's right where a beer is, and I poked it, and I had to shotgun a beer before we started.
I'm sorry, man. That must be rough for you.
It is rough.
You will rebuild, I believe.
Rough.
I forgot to close the window again.
Rough.
I hate it because people look at my butt, but...
Dude, check out this.
It's gotta be done.
This stuff back here. Look at this. I'm like a reverse unicorn right now. Look at me. Do you see the penis sticking out of the back of my head?
Did I do a good job of... What?
Do you see this penis sticking out the back of my head?
Why do you have something sticking out of the back of your head?
It's my fucking hair, and I slapped on it.
Dude, we're a mess. I don't want people to see my butt. You don't want people to see your head.
No, man.
Man.
Why do we do this show on video?
Why do we do this show?
So I could shotgun beers on
this. This is the only time I see you, that's why. That's why I do it, so I can see my best friend.
Same here. Why do I do it? I don't know.
Wait, you just said same here,
like
and then you said, oh.
No, I take it back, because you got your Avengers tickets without me.
What do you mean without you?
Without me.
I didn't realize we were doing it together.
Yeah.
There was no mention of us coordinating our Avengers tickets.
Well, I thought it was a given statement.
No, it's not a given. You have a double life. You could have gone with Pinella for all I know.
There's never a way that would happen.
I see you 4 hours a week. What part of that is a given that we would
it's
get our
five,
tickets together? We didn't
five,
get Infinity War
hours.
Together.
We did too.
No, we accidentally got
no,
the same ones.
Accidentally.
We accidentally ended
it
up in the same
planned.
Theater. No, it was not.
It was
I go, when's
planned.
Your showing? And you go, it's at this time. And I go, what theater? And you go, this theater. And I go, that's where I'm seeing it.
No.
If they were together, why did you sit on the other side of the theater from me?
Because you were going with your kid.
You know I'm not going with my kid this time and
huh?
family.
What?
What?
You are going?
Yes.
Well, no shit. That's what I assumed. But still, how dare you?
You're the worst lawyer of all time.
I am.
You
the
just
best.
Lost your argument
no,
and then
you,
yelled, how dare you?
You don't even know what the argument was.
I don't.
You
You're right.
Lost and you don't even know what happened.
I don't. Can someone bang a gavel? I don't know what's going on. Taco truck, good morning. It's not morning, but whatever. How are you doing, dude? He literally said evening in his chat, and I couldn't remember the word.
Well, I think you were just trying to be, like, funny.
No, I'm just an idiot.
Happen.
Thank you, Pro Xbox. But who did you rule in favor of? So did you get Infinity War tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, when are you going?
Saturday.
Okay. What time?
11 p.m.
Are you kidding?
11 p.m.
You know the movie's 3 hours long.
I do. I brought that. The same points you're bringing up, brought them up to Britt. She was
who
like,
are you going
go.
With?
It's me and Britt.
Not going with Pinella?
No. No.
You're not going to get out of the theater
alone.
Until 2 a.m.
Yeah. And her comeback to that. Her
thank
retort,
you, rubbing nipples.
It was, we would be up until 2 anyways.
I mean, you would be. That's a fair point.
We're going to take a nap Saturday.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair point. You would be. So people are buying tickets to Endgame and turning around and selling them for insane money. Have you guys heard this? I haven't heard that, but nothing about that surprises me.
So we
got the tickets went on sale April 2nd. I don't know at what time. Let's just say 9 a.m.
Sure.
My sister and my mother went and got tickets, I think at like 2. So let's just say roughly 6 hours later. Okay? And the showing for us, which is 7 o'clock on a Friday, by the way, just it's prime time viewing, was essentially already sold out. Like, that's, and we live here, podunk nowhere. Like, that's amazing to me, right?
Yeah, no, I looked for all of them, and the only
how
one
are
that
you
had decent seats was 11
right.
p.m. on a Saturday.
Right. You're going to have to just not get on the internet. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, Thursday, till you walk out, like, basically
I'm not
Thursday,
on the
Friday.
Internet now, man.
You will be.
No, I'm not.
Do you think
I'm
people could come in a Twitch
right
chat
now.
And spell it?
And
spell, or spoil it? Spoil it?
What do you mean?
On our Thursday show. This show 2 weeks from now.
I don't think that happens.
You don't think people could come in here and spoil it?
I don't think it's early enough. Thursday midnight showing, bro.
No, they got a 6 a. They got a 6 p.m. on Thursday.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
We're not doing that show then.
By the show Thursday, I expect to know the entire plot.
Well, we're not doing the show Thursday because I won't, and I don't want it ruined.
Hmm. Well, technically, we're in followers-only mode 24 hours at all times, so it should be fine.
No.
It should be fine. We'll be fine.
It won't.
Ballin, dude, stop it. Colby doesn't want to know any theories, dude.
We watched that on the show.
It's a joke, Colby. That is not my bed.
Joke.
That is my son's bed. I'm a part-time father. I broadcast from his bedroom when he's not
that
here.
That is my bed.
Yes, this is my son.
I live here alone.
Yes.
This
yes.
is my house.
Yes. Also, it's not a jewel. That is a vape. Is there a special name for that, like, small vape?
Dildo.
No, I don't think that's the name.
I think it's called the dildo. The Joy E-Tech dildo.
Because most of the vapes I see, big boxes.
It's the Joy E-Tech dildo. What?
Never mind.
I
you're
like
in a
the
weird,
tiny.
I don't think
the big ones.
I know, I'm just asking if there's a special term for them, because usually I only see the big boxes.
It's just a pen, a vape pen.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Can we start another counter? This
you
one will have
calm
many times.
Down.
Colby will run his finger through his hair. What should the command be, Ballin' Hobo? What should the command be?
How about you guys shut the fuck up?
It's
silky.
That shotgun in a beer made you angry.
Do you want to do it?
What?
Shotgun a beer?
No.
Come on.
No, I don't.
Come on.
I'm 31. I don't need to do it.
You could do it.
I don't. I said I didn't say I couldn't. I said I don't want to.
Yeah, but you should though.
No, I don't think I should.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think I should. I'm not. If you guys give me a good name, I will create the command. All right. I don't know what to call it. I'm bad at names. All right. All right. Acid. Acid. See, Acid is. She's going to school to learn about addiction behavior. So I don't feel like it's fair for her.
This isn't addicting. This is peer pressure.
No. No, hold on. I'm going to get to my point. She knows that I'm addicted
okay,
to food
here,
and substances.
Here's what's going
to
happen.
She's using the
I'm
proper
gonna
techniques.
I'm going to pop one. I'm going to pop a hole in it. And if you don't take it and do it, I'm going to fucking shake it and it's going to go everywhere.
Okay.
Damn it. You have really expensive equipment.
You should know that I don't give in to peer pressure. How many times have you tried to peer pressure me?
I don't know.
A million. Well, actually, not that many, because I think you gave up pretty early on. I don't give in to peer pressure, because I'm lame. And even after I give in to peer pressure,
he does give in for money, though.
I do. I am a sellout. I will shotgun a beer.
By the way,
for 1,000 bits. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
$10.
Yeah. That's $5 each. It's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
You're cheap.
What? I'm cheap. Colby dances for 30.
You're a cheap.
Okay, 5,000.
No,
bits.
You already said 1,000.
Oh, like that matters for you.
You already said 1,000.
Calm down. How about 10 bits? How about 10? Nope, 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 nope.
So I got a dime in my car.
That might have been 11. I'm not sure.
I'll give you a dime.
I'm not shotgunning a beer.
Everybody contribute 100 bits.
Can I put it in a glass and then drink it real fast?
No.
Because I don't want a shotgun. It'll give me indigestion.
It sucks.
I got to work in the morning, man.
Oh, how dare you. So do I.
Well, yeah, but you choose to live this lifestyle.
I do, and I'm making you choose it. Come over to the dark side.
Dark side. Oh, my God, dude.
We have beer here.
I mean, technically, you also didn't shotgun the beer.
I did it very slowly.
Yeah, you did it. You breathed into it. Yeah.
I breathed?
Like, you breathed. You took a break. You breathed. And then you started.
Well, yeah, you can do
That's
that
not really too. A shotgun. Like, it's like a double-barrel shotgun, but you shot one barrel first. Then you did the second.
It's like a double-barrel BB
There's 20 bits. All right.
Oh, shit.
We need 20 bits. Oh, and Bark also donated.
We need 960 bits more?
We need 960 bits more, man.
More, man? More, man?
More man. Also, I told Chris I wasn't going to drink tonight, to be honest.
What a lame.
Because I'm supposed to be on a diet, so this is actually me breaking one of my marital vows, this right here. This is water. You gonna read Bark's comment, Colby?
Who? Bark!
No, that's Kublai Korg.
Bark!
Who
the fuck is Bark?
Bark is Acid Cat's cat. We've been over this. I get my mom's credit card.
I don't know where anything that says Bark is. I can't read.
Bark right here typed this. Read it.
Nope.
I mean, no.
I don't understand it.
It's in cat.
Is that why I can't understand?
Cheer 20. Do oit for Shinye 90 kapuk semicolon apostrophe. I'm going to be honest with you. That was probably one of the hardest ones for me to read.
Where's the ban button again?
Who are you banning? Don't ban Acid. No. No, you're not allowed to ban Acid Cat. First of all, she didn't type that. Bark did. Okay? Stop it. We can't do this again. You're going to pull my back. You know what? I'm just going to let him ban you, Acid, and then I'm going to unban you. It'll just. You didn't even do it.
I like banning people.
I didn't even do it.
I'm not banning
her. I was going to let him ban you because it would be easier for me to just unban you than to hit escape a million times. He could get it out of his system. But you never got banned. So now I think I figured out his
you
trick.
Did.
Which yeah. is let him ban you, and then the fun of it goes away, and then he doesn't ban
yeah,
you.
The fun of it is making you reach like a dum-dum.
Yes, and I gave up, because it actually hurt my back.
Yeah, well,
you know what I did today like a dum-dum?
What's that?
I sat in this chair and didn't take one break for 5 hours.
Not even for water? And like
no!
What happened to you?
I'm obsessed with City Skylines.
Oh, God. Wait, you played that on stream?
I played it all week. I played it Monday. I played Overwatch Tuesday. Big mistake. Played City Skylines Wednesday,
Big
Thursday.
Mistake-y.
I'm probably going to play it tomorrow, too, and probably Saturday, if I'm being honest.
Why?
Because it's incredible. Okay?
Let's get it on the Xbox.
It's in. Yeah, it's on Xbox, man. Why are you shaking your head at me? Do you know what game you're playing tonight, man?
PC Master Race. I'm assuming it's the new Sekiro, whatever the hell.
That's it.
I don't even know what that is. Is that the new Dark Souls
it's
one?
It's the new Dark Souls one.
That's right. I saw you fighting a gigantic snake. Is that
yeah.
the same game?
There's a gigantic snake, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think you'll actually do good at this one.
I don't.
It's not like Dark
don't
Souls. Don't get me wrong, it's hard, but there's no rolling. This is like a rhythm game. I think you'll be really good at it.
Sure.
Because it's all about blocking right when you're about to be hit.
I'm bad at that.
No, you'll be great at it.
Do you remember the big boy in Bloodborne?
No.
How long that took?
No, this is different.
You had to be
This
him?
Is different. This is different
you know,
than that.
You know what a roll is?
No, here's...
A roll is a block.
No.
Moving
here's
out of the
difference.
Way of it.
Here's the difference.
Uh-huh.
In Bloodborne, if you miss, you still get hit. In this one, if you miss, you still block it. It's all about timing.
And that's not a miss.
Well, it okay. So the way the game works, there's a posture bar up top.
I don't honestly care.
Okay. Well, you're gonna need to know.
No.
All right.
Figure it out.
And every time you do a perfect block, the bar fills up. When the bar is fully filled, you could do a one hit kill on the person, no matter how much health they have. And so when you do a perfect block, it fills. When you don't, it just stays the same, but you don't take any damage. So I think it's gonna be easy for you. I think you can do it. Or you could play Minecraft. Would you rather play Minecraft?
No.
I didn't think so. Some. You want to talk about topics? You look like you're about to die.
I'm fucking tired, man.
Are you? You're going through a lot of emotions today. It's very hard to keep up.
It was a long day.
A lot of hard work.
I had to see children.
Oh, yeah. That does suck.
I have to listen to Nickelback.
Do you really?
No, but I want to perform a test.
Okay.
Go to YouTube.
Okay.
And search the Drake and Josh theme song.
Okay.
And you tell me that doesn't sound like a goddamn Nickelback song. I thought it was a cover of a Nickelback song.
Okay. So we want to do the Drake and Josh theme song. Okay.
That one.
Drake and Josh theme song. And you want me to see if it sounds like Nickelback.
Dude, it sounds like a cover of a Nickelback song.
Okay, man. I'm going to listen. This one?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to agree with you.
It's this line right here.
I mean, he kind of sounds a little Chad Kroger-ish.
No, the lyrics and the tones and everything is a Nickelback song.
I don't think so, man. Maybe if it was like through a filter of office speakers.
No. I've searched. It's not a thing.
That's because it doesn't sound like Nickelback, man. That's because it doesn't sound like Nickelback. Look at this photograph. Yeah, it's not at all the same thing.
Look at this graph.
Chat also says it's not right. So, I'm sorry.
I get it. It's not right. It's the goddamn... Oh... What's the thing that makes you forget things? Like the Berenstein and Berenstein Bears? What's that thing? The Mandela Effect?
What are you talking about?
Chat, back me up here. The Mandela Effect.
I am sitting next to a man who is having a brain aneurysm happen very slowly.
See? Acid Cat. Got it.
Mandela Effect?
Dude, this is gonna blow your mind.
I've never heard of this. All right, I love rubbing my nipples. Thanks for stopping by after 2 years, man. It was good to see you again.
Good to see you.
See ya.
It's gonna either blow your mind.
We'll see you in January of 2021, dude. Okay, 25 mind-boggling examples of the Mandela Effect. Okay, so have you heard your friends ever thought you remembered something but then found out you remembered it all wrong? That's called the Mandela Effect. It's a phenomenon where a group of people collectively misremember a fact or event. This term was cloned by the paranormal enthusiast Fiona Broom. She, along with other people, remembered Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s rather than from illness in 2013. There are other events similar to this where a collective group of people remembered an event incorrectly. Are you one of them? Take a look at these 25 mind-boggling examples of the Mandela Effect. Okay, so Berenstein Bears. Many people have fond memories of the Berenstein Bears.
Yeah, but it's the Berenstein. Berenstain.
Well, that's not me remembering. That's just not me. Everyone said Berenstein, and I read that book when I didn't know how to read.
Yeah, it's either your mind's gonna get blown, or you're gonna think it's the dumbest thing, and people are stupid.
I mean, that's like my full family says "warsh" instead of "wash."
Well,
it's the same type
of thing.
Okay, Billy Graham's death.
I don't know that one. Keep going.
Okay, Henry.
Keep on going.
Don't know that one. Number of U.S. states. You know. This
All
is
right,
embarrassing.
For a dumb person.
My mom thought there were 51. I came to my parents' house one day, and my mom and my dad were having an argument because my mom thought there were 51 states, and my dad thought there were 52. Yeah. That's who raised me.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know any of these. We Are the Champions lyrics. Okay, we all know Legendary Queen song lyrics, No Time for Losers, because we are the champions of the world. But in fact, there is no of the world. The song just ends because we are the champions. No, I've definitely heard that.
Of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, man.
That exists.
It's some dude who did a cover of it that everybody saw that cover of, but it's not in the actual song.
Okay, we're going to go deep here. We're going to go deep.
Let's go
deep.
All
right, let's go deep in the recesses of my mind. I am very certain that the version of We Are the Champions on Heath Ledger's The Knight's Tale soundtrack, because I listened to it ad infinitum.
It's not going to be there, man.
Had it. Okay, let me look. Go here. No, I don't want to listen to crazy. I want to go to the friggin' album, you forehead. Open it up. Go to album.
That was a good song. Why'd you stop it?
I mean, it is a good song. This soundtrack, by the way, came out in 2001.
Dude, best movie ever.
That was 18 years ago.
Best fucking movie ever.
We Are the Champions. Here we go. Let's listen.
Also made Heath Ledger crazy, but yeah.
Let's listen. I don't think this is the movie responsible for him being crazy.
It started it, man. I watched a documentary.
Really?
Yeah.
Knight's Tale is fantastic. What part of that made him crazy?
He didn't like that his face was on it completely. Like he felt like his face was owned by other people.
His face is owned by other people. He's a public figure. When you become a public figure, you no longer own yourself. That's part of being a public. Well, then don't be a public figure.
But.
Like, I have that conversation with Chris all the time. Like, don't come in here and be a public figure unless you're ready to be a public figure.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, there's some good, like, they own my body. We just mailed acid a pencil-drawn sketch of me nude. I no longer own me.
This is not the actual version.
But this is the song I know.
Like, this is
This is Queen. 100%
it's
Queen.
Not Freddie Mercury, though.
It's on the Night Tale soundtrack. I don't know.
This is not Freddie Mercury.
So they didn't have a real Queen song in the song?
I don't know. This may be... Yeah, they must have re-recorded this for the album because he was dead by
Why now. Would they do that? We're going down some weird rabbit hole now, dude.
Well, no, because Adam Lambert's the head of Queen now.
This is before Adam Lambert,
right.
18 years.
But I'm assuming they still wanted to make money.
Right there, dude.
Go to the original song. Let's actually see.
I don't know what I'm more interested in now. I don't know if I want to know why the Queen didn't do the Knight's Tale, because they did like the whole boom, boom, clap in the Knight's Tale.
Yes,
like,
they did.
It's like a huge part of that movie.
Yes, it is. Now go to the original Queen, because that is not Queen. Well, I mean, the band's probably Queen. The singer is not.
I mean, why would they add Of the World?
I don't know.
In a cover if it doesn't exist.
Maybe somebody heard it once. Maybe Freddie added it in, like, a live show or something, man. I don't know.
Okay, here's the original. This is from their greatest hits.
Yeah, this is Freddie. There you go.
This is Rami Malek, right?
Freddie Mercury is a goddamn AIDS-ridden treasure, okay?
I mean, now he's a corpse, but...
Yes, but, man, that dude's voice.
Yeah, dude, he's great.
So good.
I think the only person who's better at singing might be me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got a range like Freddie Mercury. I can only sing good, though, if I'm doing joke singing.
Acid says it's in the original.
I mean, this is from their greatest hits. This might be the weirdest show we've ever done. I really wish he would have got his teeth fixed. Does that make me a shallow person?
Yes.
Like, I just
it would affect
no,
his
it
voice.
No, it wouldn't. It would not. That's like me saying me losing weight would affect my voice. That's not how voices work.
That's how it works.
So could you slap three teeth in my mouth and I'd be good? Okay, so this website is a lie.
Well, yeah.
Enter Tyler the Creator meme. Like, this is just... it's right there! It says, we all know the legendary Queen song whose final lyrics are "No Time for Losers because we are the champions of the world." But in fact, there is no "of the world." So they're talking about the literal final lyric. They're saying at the end of the song, it literally just says, "We are the champions," and it fades out.
That's real dumb.
But isn't that because, like, I haven't listened. I don't know. I'm not a huge Queen fan. I don't have enough room to love Queen and the Beatles, okay? So, like, I may be wrong, but I'm fairly certain that doesn't the end of "We Are the Champions"... just like start over at a fade out. Like it they like restart the chorus, but it fades as that happens. Isn't that the case? Let me. We got it pulled out. I'll just click to the end. All right. Last 30 seconds. Last 20 seconds.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
No time for losers. Because
we are the champions.
I guess it just fades. Yeah, it just fades. That's not weird. That's just where they choose to leave it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're really nitpicking there at the end of the song.
Yeah, that's a real nitpick.
In the song.
Right, we didn't just come up with the fact that it happened.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
Okay, the second orbit of NASA's space shuttle. Should we just watch Acid's video? Because I feel like she's ripping her hair out right now.
Probably.
Just waiting for me to click it. Can you send the link again, Acid, please? I accidentally left Twitch because I'm a moron.
Nah, big old jabroni.
I am the biggest dingus of all time. But my mind, by the way, is still blown that's not Queen on a Knight's Tale.
It is. It may be Queen. That's what I'm saying. The guitarist.
But it's not.
And
it's not
drummer,
Freddie Mercury.
It's not Freddie.
And that's not Queen. It's Queen with an asterisk.
I agree.
Yeah, that's not Queen. Freddie Mercury was Queen, despite what the movie tells you. Okay, 9 minutes in. You know this guy?
No, but
you just don't like his face?
No, I don't.
Okay, she said 9 minutes in, so here we go.
All right, well, normally in one of these lessons...
He's got a shirt that says, Obama turned my frogs gay with chemicals.
Hand, but that's just
a
hipster shirt,
dude. There's just so many fucking videos and posts from people who are blaming their shitty memory on what equates to a bad Doctor Who plot that I just can't help myself. We're going to need some sort of comment montage. Let's kick it. Oscar Mayer Mandela effect.
Oscar Mayer? You are now Oscar Mayer.
What in the hell?
It's still pronounced Mayer.
Dog did this on his dick for hours and post. Mandela.
So if this is the equivalent of a Mandela effect, then couldn't you be like the fact that people say GIF? That's Mandela effect? Or
no.
That people say GIF?
No.
Because it's the same with Meyer or Bernstein Bears.
No.
You could pronounce it that way if that's how people pronounce it.
It's Mayer, not Meyer.
It's Oscar Mayer Wieners. If you Google the frickin' 1930s jingle, it's Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Yeah, but it looks like Mayer.
I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this thing, you dingbat.
So it does apply to GIF GIF.
No.
Because it looks like, what's the wrong one? But right?
The
it looks like GIF.
It's GIF, though.
But it is GIF.
Is
just
it?
Like Mayer is how it looks, but it's actually Meyer.
You motherfucker.
What's that? Why? Why are you angry at me?
I'm gonna stab you, because forever and a day, you have been telling me it's GIF, because I say GIF.
You think I say GIF?
You say GIF.
You thought... This is Mandela effect right here.
It's a GIF.
Oh, I have a literal emote in my channel where if you type the word GIF, it changes it to JIF as an image.
It's GIF.
It is GIF. JIF.
It's a GIF.
No, now you're changing your argument. It's pronounced JIF. It's spelled GIF. That is how the man who created GIF wanted it to be said. That's like if I decided to call you Colby, because that's how I want to say your name from now on.
Dude, from now on, it's the Seth and Colby show.
I made your name cooler.
You did. Okay.
Let me play games in my graphics card. Listen, what about you ride your giraffe? Oh, get me heated. Minus knows what he's doing. Minus knows what he's doing to me, too. He knows it. He's twisting the knife.
It's a GIF.
Are you having an identity crisis?
I might have said GIF.
I don't know what you said, because I really don't care. All I know is that I said GIF.
I might have said GIF.
Because that's how it's pronounced.
I think if I see it real quick and I try and say it, I say GIF.
I think you've said GIF more
GIF
recently.
GIF sounds right, though.
But I also feel like to us, in our private conversations, we could have been like animated thingamajigger, and that might have been as most technical as we got.
I just say GIF, GIF, man. It's easier.
That's
easier.
It's the best way to not offend
also,
people.
Also, great, great word. It's
like saying in 2020, vote Trump, Bernie. That's GIF, what you, GIF. It's like, just get them both out there.
There
you don't
go.
Offend anybody.
Equal president.
That's right.
You know that actually.
Co-president. Let's
point.
Co-president America.
Dude, just have two presidents.
Dude,
fuck the vice
what
president.
What about one president over the big cities and one president over the rural areas?
Then that's two countries.
No, they have to cooperate.
there's a set rule amongst the federal government, but then states' rights. Is that what you're saying? Because
no.
That's a very
I'm saying in the Oval Office,
view.
Like in school, you get another Resolute desk, you push them together, and you turn it sideways so one person's back isn't to the window. They're both sideways to it, okay? And then Bernie and Trump just face each other.
Yeah, but one handles cities, one handles...
Yeah, one handles... Right. Well, no, what it is everyone... Like, Bernie handles every place over a population of a million, and
but,
Trump
I mean,
handles all the places
like
under
like
it.
Saying Bernie handles New York, California,
no, because Bernie doesn't get any say in, like, Napa Valley. He can control L.A., but Trump gets another small place.
What the fuck ever, man. There are some of these...
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Internet Comment Etiquette.
Did you just skip?
What equates to a bad crunch.
I remember Captain Crunch.
Nope.
I distinctly remember never eating this cereal because it tasted like shit. BTW, I'm from an alternate reality where blowjobs make me angry and people can't poop unless they're holding hands with their sister, so stop judging me and shut down! Huge shocking Mandela effect.
It's not Tostinos anymore. It's Totinos.
Hey, I got a crazy theory.
Okay, those are two different brands.
Tostitos,
there is a Tostitos.
The popular corn tortilla chip. Here's my source. It's always been Totinos. And M.
Yeah.
Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
The Simpsons' ultimate collaboration in Strange Things.
Luke, I am your father.
It's no, I'm your father.
Bridges, but I'll still kick anyone's ass who doesn't.
Okay, all right. So in other words, the Mandela effect is just a bunch of idiots who thought they were right about things that were wrong, and now they're like, everybody thought that was right, right? And that's not really what it is. It's just, no, you're dumb.
Like I said, it was either going to blow your mind or you're going to think people are dumb.
People are just dumb.
It blew my mind for a little bit.
It really makes me upset that dumb people...
I thought they changed things.
...who don't know they're dumb.
I thought it was the Matrix and they changed things.
Well, some things might be that way. Like, honestly, the Matrix fell apart for me when I just realized that Queen didn't sing any of the songs in the Night's Tale soundtrack, which is my introduction to many bands from that era of time. Mm-hmm. And it turns out... it wasn't even Queen. Can I click the other Queen song on here and see if it's Queen? We Will Rock You. I mean, we should know immediately if it's Freddy, right?
Yes.
Buddy, you're a boy. That's Freddy. The big noise playing in the street. Gonna yeah. Be a big... So they got Freddy for We Will Rock You, but not for We Are the Champions? Are we sure Freddy didn't have a cold?
Didn't have a cold?
Are we sure he didn't have a cold?
He didn't have AIDS. He's still alive?
No, I just mean on that day, so they had like a producer come in and sing instead.
I don't know, man.
I mean, what purpose would there be?
Why they would redo it, I'm not sure.
That blows my mind, dude. This song, by the way, my jam, dude. Listen. Night's Tale had the best soundtrack of all time. What, you disagree?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Best movie of all time gets the best soundtrack.
I had this on cassette as well, dude. I jammed to this, man. This David Bowie song, Golden Years, might be the only David Bowie song I've ever heard in my life. This one right here. The Boys. Anyway, Minna says, I can answer that. It's because someone like me didn't sign the rights check over quick enough for the movie. Okay. I mean, it's weird that they have We Will Rock You, but not We Are the Champions. It's weird. Hey, Taylor, how you doing? There's a Bowie song on the Guardian soundtrack? I might have heard that. I don't think I've ever listened to the Guardian soundtrack, to be honest.
I've heard a couple Bowie.
Do you want to watch this Joker trailer?
Yes, I haven't really seen it.
Okay.
I kind of saw it, but I haven't really
seen it. I haven't seen it at all, so let's check it out. Joaquin Phoenix.
Does it help to have someone to talk to?
Joaquin Phoenix looks like he needs a sandwich. He's a little skinny.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
Okay, it's probably for the role, right?
She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world. Stop them! Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Smile. Though your heart is aching, smile. Even though
nope.
It's breaking.
Nope, Taylor. When nope, I don't know, Gassy.
In the sky,
triggered.
You'll get by.
What?
If you smile. Through your fear and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow.
What's so funny?
Freak! This is really like a PSA for don't ever visit Menace, right?
Don't go to New York ever.
Yeah.
Gotham has lost its way. What kind of coward would do something that cold-blooded? Someone who hides behind a mask.
I used to think that my life was a tragedy. But now I realize it's a comedy.
Robert De Niro's not in this movie, is he?
I have no idea.
Didn't that look like him a while back?
Yeah, it wasn't him, though.
Okay, good. This trailer shows nothing.
No. I have so many questions.
You just...
Okay, so... Okay, it was Robert De Niro. Whatever. Here's my question. Are we supposed to sympathize with the Joker? Because I thought the whole appeal of the Joker was that he was a psychopath who's only driven by creating chaos.
No, in the comic books, he had a wife and everything like that, and then like he gets tied into the mob or something, and they kill her, and then...
He snaps?
He goes crazy, and...
Well, that doesn't look like that.
I think that's what that was. I think that was the person.
There's no wife.
I think that was...
He's bathing his naked mother.
I don't think that was his mom.
I mean, it was
I remember him saying mother over it, but I don't think that's his mom. He's too old.
I don't... Pass.
Yeah, that's odd.
Like...
I'm not excited
for it. Who's gonna be the bad guy? Like, are we supposed to root for the Joker?
I have no idea.
Like, are we supposed to go in that, like, being like, hey, I really hope the Joker's day works out better than it's been up till this point. Like, is that what we're supposed to do? Like, how do you go into a movie where you're supposed to, like, he is the villain?
Not a fucking clue, man.
Like, what if Batman shows up at the end of the movie and just punches him in the face?
He might.
I mean, that would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance of that happening?
No.
I don't think so.
Batflex out, man.
What if there's a new Batman? What if it's Hugh Jackman? What if it's Idris Elba, dude? What if Idris Elba shows up as Black Batman and he just punches him in the face?
Did you say as Black Man?
No, I said as Batman. I was very clear with my diction.
I heard Black Man.
No, it's Batman.
So I'm Black Man. Where is she? I'm Black Man.
So I haven't seen Captain Marvel. Should I see it before Avengers? Yeah. Probably. I would say the movie that's meant to tie up at three full phases of films.
Doesn't really need to be seen.
You may need to see all the films.
Doesn't really need to be seen. She's powerful. That's all you get.
I'm sure she's not going to be important.
Really not that much. I mean, she'll be important in the movie, but I mean, it's nothing that you're not going to need to know from the fucking
movie.
Yeah,
why would they put her in right before the movie? I don't think she's going to be important, right?
I'm going to kill you. The story from Captain Marvel is not going to be important to Avengers.
Well, that's true, but Captain Marvel, the character, will be important.
That's all you need to know. You don't need to sit through 2 hours of her backstory to know she's going to be important. Great movie. I recommend seeing it because it is a fun time.
What about Goose, dude?
But fuck the cat. I don't give a shit about the cat. I could take a shit on that cat.
He would kill you.
He'll open his mouth wide. I'll shit into an.
I'll see Endgame, and I've only seen like 4 of the Marvel movies. So yeah, you don't have to watch them to get them. Well, I mean, to be fair to Taylor, I feel like
her advice is not good in this subject.
Right. Also, I believe that she has probably heard every plot for every Avengers and Marvel movie released.
Yeah.
Because this show basically covered them.
Also, y'all need to go see it, like, either Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to spoil it Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, Sunday's episode, not this Sunday, but what, 2 weeks from this Sunday? Something right? like that. Two weeks from this Sunday, whatever Sunday it is, right after it comes out,
it's the 28th.
All we're going to do is talk about that movie.
It's the 28th.
So you got 3 days. You got Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to watch it.
Yep.
And if you're a true fan, you will. And if you're not a true fan, then you shouldn't care if it's spoiled. So, that's what I have to say. Like Colby, he's going to have to avoid the internet.
For 2 days.
I'm going to text you a letter. Each day.
I'm going to block you.
What if I just text you the first letter of a spoiler?
I'm going to kill
Like,
you.
What if I'm like Game of Thrones spoiler, colon, and then J? Like, what would you do?
I would not give a shit.
Would you speculate?
I would not give a
shit. Would you speculate?
No.
You wouldn't speculate if it's Jon or Jorah?
Nope.
Or maybe a Jimboree is going in next door to Winterfell, dude.
Nope.
Jamba Juice. Taylor, do you want me to send you spoilers for Endgame as well so you can torture your brother? Because I'll happily do that. I'll happily do that. Yeah, Colby, I think Acid, Colby's point is right. You probably don't need to watch the movie, but you should probably know a little bit about her character. So just ask Bungus to explain to you like how she got her powers.
It's good, though.
Would probably be important, and what she can do with her powers, and then what she did after the end of the movie and between then and Endgame. That's probably the three questions I would ask him if you can't go see it. I'd say those are probably the things that are important.
Sure.
But yeah, it is a great movie, but I don't...
What you got next there, man? I see a
We got a ton of them, man. Let me see what we got. You want to talk about this guy, David Harbour?
No, I don't give a shit.
He's joining Black Widow?
Don't care.
And Black Widow is reportedly coming out next year.
Next.
Along with a movie called The Eternals.
Next.
And Doctor Strange 2.
Next.
Okay. Let's see what else we got here. You want to go see this, man? You want to go see a 59-hour, 22 Marvel movie marathon at the AMC theaters leading up to Endgame? Who would do this?
An idiot.
59 hours. There's no, like, there's breaks in between the movies, but it's not like, okay, it's midnight, we'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, it's movie.
Yeah, that's
movie.
An idiot. That's a dumb person.
Like, how bad would you smell?
You smell real bad, and then you also would need sleep immediately once you were done.
Like, I thought about it, and if I'm like, I'm going to go home and sleep during a couple movies, which ones would I skip?
Every one of them.
Like, which ones do you not see? Like, I feel like if I went, I would have to watch all of them. But I don't think it's physically possible to stay up for 59 hours, right?
Nah.
Like, could I go there, have sleep deprivation, and then sue AMC?
Probably.
Should we do that?
I mean, there's no... I doubt you need to sign a contract.
Well, we could just be like, we didn't sign it.
I don't know, man.
Skip Ant-Man. Wow.
That's real dumb.
Skip Hulk. You could probably skip Hulk. Well, that's the beginning, though. Like, you're going to have to skip the middle, and I feel like the middle is when it's good. Like, we can skip Iron Man 2, Thor 2. But that's only 5 hours.
That's a good rest.
I mean, I guess. I don't know, man. I kind of want to talk to the people who would go, to be honest, because those people are crazy. Do you want to talk at all about April Fools or anything?
Like, can we just discuss how totally fucking fake Bucky's arm looks in that picture?
In this picture?
Yeah.
I mean, that's because it is fake. Look at it.
I mean, no, it looks like a sleeve over his actual arm.
It's because I think it is, probably. Right?
Yeah, right? Like, that's a non-CGI image.
Like, well, when this image, I feel like, was released, like, 3 years ago.
Well, yeah, because look, doesn't Cap have his shields on? Yet they're not there because
they're
actually
Yeah, there's
CGI.
No CGI done on this. Yeah. I mean, it looks like Black Panther is wearing a fancy Speedo suit.
Yeah.
That does not look that good.
No.
To be honest.
Okay.
So, Minna says he'll skip Iron Man 2, skip Hulk 1, skip Avengers 2. I don't know if I can skip Avengers 2, man.
I like Avengers 2.
Yeah, James Spader's in it. Robert California.
And the fucking Lizard King.
Also, I feel like Avengers 2 is probably going to be one of the most important movies leading up to Endgame. I think there's a lot of foreshadowing in it.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Okay, maybe maybe most important is overthrow it, but I do think there's going to be a lot more. I think there's going to be a lot of shadowing.
What's the most important?
Well, most important one is probably Civil War.
No, I don't give a shit.
Because it introduces Spider-Man?
None of them are good.
Yeah, like, you got to remember that Tony Stark and Captain America haven't seen each other since Civil War.
I hate these Marvel movies.
No, what is happening?
I hate them. It's just, look at all those dumbasses.
That's the guy from the Green Bay Packers. He's not in there.
I'm talking about the photo of all them lined up like idiots.
Yeah, that one of Aaron Rodgers?
Playing make-believe.
Okay, well, what about this photo of all of these idiots lined up together? Forming a chair.
Better.
Oh, you like that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Are those all dead people?
I mean, I
see the Ice King. I think that's Khaleesi.
That's Daenerys. Yeah, I mean, these are all the characters as frozen dudes.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a cool poster, right?
So are they saying they're all going to die?
I can see you put this one on your wall, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like how Daenerys is asleep, but, like, Arya is, like, staring into your soul.
I think her eyes are closed. Everybody's eyes are closed.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're all dead. And there's just a pile of corpses.
Yeah,
down
what do
there.
You even make out of that bit? There.
Look at this guy all the way down here. Who's that guy's name? Eon? Something like that? Whatever. It's close enough. I'm pressed. I got as much as a Miss Alondra.
It's Euron.
All right. Where's the bald guy? Why is this dude holding the sword? Who's he?
Nobody.
Don't you think that Bran is, like, really conveniently placed, like, front and center, kind of? You think that's foreshadowing to him being major important?
Yeah, he's right next to the Night King. Bro.
Like, I mean, he's right underneath Khaleesi, right underneath Jon, right underneath the Night King, and then whatever this is. What's that? Just a sword? Don't you feel like they should have put a character in there?
Yeah, what is that, man?
I think it's just rock, like this. Up here, like, there's a shield, there's just rock. I think that's
a really poorly placed rock.
Right? Like, that's kind of prominent. Like, maybe, like, Tyrion's all the way down here. Maybe they couldn't put him up there because he's too short.
Probably.
They stretched him. I don't know, man, but... My math professor has read all the books, and when people acted up in class, she would yell, "I'll ruin Game of Thrones, I swear to God." Yeah, but all the books are done now, right? That's it. This is something the book readers and the television readers, they know.
Those kids can
no
ruin
one knows
Game
anything.
Of Thrones for her.
Yeah, they will be soon. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Taylor says that Bran will be the most important character. Let's look for our favorite character on here. Do you even see her?
No.
She's got to be on here, right?
Maybe she's not in the season, bro.
Dude, that would be so great.
That's her.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. God. Freaking Sansa, dude. What a waste of plot.
It's the worst.
I can't wait till this whole series is out and someone releases a Sansa-free series, and then I'll watch it, and then it'll probably be in my top 10.
There you go.
It might be.
I don't think she plays any integral part.
And get rid of the Red Woman. She plays, she plays an integral part, but I still hate her.
Not really.
The Red Woman.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why do you hate her?
I don't know. I just kind of find her annoying.
She's
talking about the Lord of Light just too much. Just too much Lord of Light.
She burned a little sweet child.
I don't care at all about that
child. I do, because
it's Game of Thrones.
Sweet.
I imagine everyone's going to get roasted at all times. Okay? It's the Lord of Light, dude. I'm tired of the Lord of Light. No one cares about the Lord of Light.
The fire in the night. He brings everyone good joy and will.
He's not done anything up till this point.
Dark and full of terror, sir.
Yeah, I agree with that. What's that have to do with the Lord of Light?
That's a saying.
Okay. What's the Lord of Light done for me? John back from the dead?
He's going to kill...
Did the Lord of Light bring John back from the dead?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll stop sleeping on the Lord of Light then. He might have done something. Okay. Have the seven lords done anything or whatever their name is? Seven old gods or seven new gods? They done anything?
No.
It's just the Lord of Light.
The Lord of Light and then the God of Death...
Oh, there's a god of death?
I'm assuming the actual gods are the god of light and the god of darkness.
Oh, okay.
Darkness is
death. It's like destiny.
Light is the fire god.
Okay.
And then the death one is the ice. One with faceless men and all that shit.
Oh, they worship a god the faceless men do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Bravos, I believe,
I thought that was just metaphor. I didn't realize it was an actual god.
I think it is.
Which god do you choose, man?
I don't care. None of them. The dirt god.
You're the atheist?
I'm gonna believe in the dirt, because that's where I'm going when I'm dead.
It's true. Jon Snow is a sleeper agent.
Give me that sweet, sweet dirt.
And what if they read, like, some Russian language to Jon Snow, and he snaps to become a messenger for the Lord of Light, and he stabs Sansa through her throat?
I mean, that'd be sick.
Taylor says it's the god of many faces.
Yeah, that's it. Keep going. Let's move along here, man. Next.
You want to talk
next,
at all about April
next,
Fools?
Next. Sure.
Okay, because I mean, I don't feel like it's evergreen next, enough next, for next, Sunday. Next, so next, here's next. Some April Fools jokes I found. So this lady, this woman, this man's wife saved all her Amazon boxes that she ordered throughout the entire year and then put them on her porch on April Fool's Day. Like that one?
Sure. That one's real bad.
You don't like that one?
That one's a hoarder.
Okay. What about the one that Ubisoft did where they put the rabbits inside of For Honor? That was pretty good, right?
I'll take that one.
That was pretty good. Like, they're actually in there. Like, the rabbits. They're in the game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one, right?
Yeah.
What about where Pornhub became Hornhub? And all the ads were about Hornhub Premium. And there's a video right here that just says, honk me like one of your French girls. And there's a picture of a French horn. You like that one?
That one's pretty good.
You like that one? That was pretty good, right? Yeah. And then, okay. This is the only other one I'm going to show you, and I think it sucks. Okay, so do you remember, it was either last year or 2 years ago, Reddit came out with Place. Do you remember this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, Reddit traditionally every year comes out with an April Fool's project. It's not really a joke. It's a project that the community is supposed to come together and make. It always ends as some type of cluster, okay? Because people make bots, and people manipulate Reddit all the time, yeah. And so all their community stuff is the same thing. This year, they did something called Sequence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prologue, 5 chapters, and an epilogue. And basically, the idea was you got a minute, you have a title card, and then you submit a GIF, and then those GIFs are voted on, and then it fills up the minute, and you're supposed to tell a story, a cohesive story with GIFs that are submitted and voted on by the community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here is, just for fun, here is the prologue. Okay, we'll check out the prologue here. This is the very first one. So, Obi-Wan, hello there. Like, is this a cohesive story in any way, shape, or form? Sorry to the audio listeners, but, I mean, it's really just a collection of good gifs, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I think we're supposed to be like getting hype in this scene. You know, is there? It says there's sound, or it is there? Yeah, there's no sound. It's literally just GIFs. There's Danny DeVito crawling naked out of a couch. Huh? It's the Matrix.
What?
Okay, and then this is the final GIF. Okay, that one makes sense. Okay, and then you go into part one, and just this one's 2.5 minutes
uh-huh.
of just GIFs in sequence. So act one, start Skyrim, okay? Apt starting. You get out of the carriage, you're an anime character, you land on the ground, then you're in Minecraft, you shoot an arrow, and it hits Peter Griffin in the knee. And then 2,000 years later, okay, dancing, drumming, playing the cello, okay, and then General Kenobi. It's like, it kind of works, you know? But then, like, and then it just, like, it just kind of, like, now we're on a whole different subtext about Article 13, you know? Like, it kind of works.
I don't know what Our Place was better.
I mean, that's a good GIF. But again, this is mostly just a collection of GIFs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
With Gandalf in their way, they had one choice.
So is this text actual?
I believe
helping?
The text is added by the community.
Okay. So they went in space.
Like, people would submit.
Landed on a new planet.
Right. George Bush is dancing. He's doing the Thriller dance. Shaggy and that guy
so
from Jimmy Neutron are dancing.
Landed.
Yeah, they're just partying on the planet. You know, Shaq's partying. The cat's wiggling. You know? Monty Python reference appeared. We've already had a Monty Python reference, for the record, you know?
Did This makes no sense.
Like, it kind of, it's kind of smart, but at the same time, it also is not. You know? Like, you can kind of look at it and be like, okay, I can see what they were going for, but then it just changes gears, like, really quick. Like, I don't know what "can I disturb the egg" means. The wild egg must not be disturbed or it will die. And then there's a gif of an egg. And then the egg is sliced and the yolk falls out. And then it's Togepi crying. And then it's that guy.
Skeletor? Really?
Skeletor. I couldn't remember his name, dude.
Okay, in this. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, and then there's four more.
I don't give a shit. Because
there's a part 2, 3, 4, 5, and then an epilogue.
So this is their April Fool's joke of something real dumb?
It was like an April Fool's community. And basically Reddit's really upset because I don't know what part, because like you, I couldn't make it through the whole thing either. It's horribly boring. But like, at some point, people just stopped trying because the bots took over. And then they started a Discord called Sequence Narrative, where literally the only thing they did is, like, these people who have bot networks decided that this is the story we're going to tell, and then they manipulated it to be their story. So the community didn't even really get a place or a chance to fit in. Mm. So it was kind of a cool idea, terrible in real life, and then it was also manipulated. So
what a fun
April Fools, man.
Community activity.
April Fools, man. You know.
Cool, man.
All right, let's pull out one more. Can we talk about this is very self-serving. I don't know if you care at all about this. Do you know anything about Apex Legends?
Oh man, it's a game that you play and it's a battle royale and it's by EA and it's consuming its profits.
Okay.
It's technically beating Call of Duty and Battlefield and
this is true. All of the things you said are accurate.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you know anything about the characters? Do you know it's kind of a little Overwatchy where you have
abilities? Oh, the LGBT people? Are you talking about that one?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't care at all about that. That's not news to me.
I saw a meme that said that Apex pulled a J.K. Rowling and said a couple of its characters are LGBT.
What's J.K. Rowling doing?
Oh, out of nowhere, that wasn't in the books anywhere at any point in time.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing, though, is it?
She was like, oh, Dumbledore's gay,
by the way. The game is still a living, breathing thing.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm fine with it, but it's like, how does this impact gameplay?
It doesn't.
They can't shoot straight anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm going to quit the show. That's a joke of my quality. That's terrible. How dare you? How dare you steal my bit?
You're welcome.
Menace, don't laugh at that. Don't encourage that, Menace.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's just because he's smoking a blunt the size of the Statue of Liberty right now, dude. It's the only reason he's laughing at that joke. That's what I tell him. Okay, so the characters in this game have abilities. Like, one of them has a healing drone.
One of them's attracted to the same sex.
And that's not ability. That's just a part of the character.
That's an ability.
This character is Octane, okay? He looks like Junkrat.
Sweet.
Okay. He has an ability called Jump Pad. So they have ultimates. So after like 5 minutes, you have an ultimate. He has one that's called Jump Pad. It's exactly what it sounds like. You throw it down, people step on it, you jump. Okay. You're supposed to use it for your team to get up like high and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That high, man. Get high.
So this guy, what he did, he is the last person on his squad. His entire squad left him, and it's him versus three other people. Okay. And he's on this building, and the other people are below him. He throws his jump pad as the ring is closing. He just kind of guesses where he thinks the ring is going to close. And then he baits the people into running out. And then as the ring closes, he just starts to take damage, but he waits. And the three people run into the ring, and they all step on his jump pad. And then it propels them off the edge of the map, making him win the game. I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff.
That's an April Fool's thing?
No, that's just happened.
He just thought that was cool and wanted to share it.
You don't think that's cool?
No, that's real.
That's some galaxy brain stuff, man.
Like whoop-de-doo.
I can't. We're going to end the show because I can't wait for him to lose at Sekiro.
You got a gold star, man.
I can't wait for him to lose at Sekiro. All right? That's a really cool play. Even if you don't appreciate Gabe, you're just being a hater.
Yes.
Okay? You're just being a hater. Let's talk about this article, by the way, on Sunday. I'm really interested in this. You know, Century 2 downtown, which is where we have a concert venue, a theater, you know, that type of thing. It says that Wichita, this headline from our newspaper says, Wichita is the only major city in the region not to get Hamilton. And here's why. And basically the summary of this is all of our city officials saying Century 2 isn't good. We need to build another one. And then the producers of the tour of Hamilton saying, no, we just don't want to come to Wichita. And I just think that's hilarious. And I would like to talk bad about Wichita for 3 hours on Sunday. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Okay,
man.
So we're going to talk about that one on Sunday?
Name a city after a Native American Indian tribe.
Are you high?
Huh?
Okay. All right. I'm just going to start the music. There's not much here I can do. So.
Hey, guys. That was the show. I'm a little tired.
Will?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a real dumb game here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. Colby's going to channel his inner ninja, and he's going to play Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Is it ninjas?
You are a ninja, a shinobi ninja.
Shit.
You like ninjas, man?
Man, I'm down with ninjas.
Okay, this game makes you feel like a ninja, too.
I'm a fucking ninja.
Yeah, dude, ninja time. So we're going to do that. If you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. If you're listening,
anybody
we'll see you on Sunday.
That was, I'll give you
I can give them hog dollars.
Sure.
I'll give them $1 million if anyone knows what Colby just mumbled. So, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. If you're listening on iTunes, we'll see you on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European. Just come. Twitch.tv/SethColby. Hang out. That's what we want you to do. All of the links are at SethColby.com. You can buy merch there. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All the links are there, although they're /SethColby. And if you want to listen to the audio version, that's on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher. Just go to SethColby.com. Have we said SethColby.com enough? I'm not sure that we have.
I think we've said it enough, man. Let's end the show.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. Colby plays games. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. Thank you all here who are watching us. We'll be right back, dudes. We love you. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.